Welcome to LeagueCast.
Blinded by the shadow of your light path. Headshot.
Let's go. More democracy.
Welcome to the League of Dreaming.
Hello and welcome to episode 424 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick Thinking Cooper, and joining me, Aiden Frost Rockarts.
I'm here, and I'm ready.
Colton Blue Basket Sweat.
I'm always ready on time and never miss my cue.
Mm-hmm, definitely, for sure. Hey, this week we're going to be reminding you about some things, LeagueCast news. We've got a new patch, 10.7. We've got a little bit of old ability discussion that we'll be talking about. A little bit of LCS news, sponsored by Foxlove, roundtable, and going to round it out with some emails. But first, Aiden, how was your week?
My week is good. I haven't played a lot of League. I've been swamped, but I crushed it the last couple days. I've been absolutely crushing it, dude. This was like a not busy week for me, like in theory, but I have like, it's going to be fucking crazy because I have 2 weeks left of school and like I have all the major projects and shit. So I just fucking crush out everything that I could possibly do from now until the end of the semester.
Nice.
By myself right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Like I had like, I had like some Google like certification exams I had to do, finish those, did a bunch of quizzes, did every single discussion board for every single class from now until the end of the semester. I have everything done, man, and I feel really good. So now I just have like kind of big projects and exams really. So I'm feeling a lot better about
school.
Way to
be productive, buddy.
Yeah, I feel good about it now. So now I can just, like, I don't know, jerk off and play Animal Crossing. Yeah.
At the same time, right?
At the same time? Or right?
Yeah, fucking, they got blathers in this one, dude.
Calm down, Aiden.
That's
calm
a joke.
Down.
Kennedy's really not happy about the amount I've been talking about blathers.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you've been joking about that one a lot, bud.
Yeah, she's like, okay, it's just getting weird now, and so I'm trying to stop, but blathers is pretty cute.
This is a safe spot for you, my dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no judgment here, bud.
Yeah, so I've been doing well. I'm finally caught up on all that stuff, so I'm planning on playing some games this week, slash this weekend. We're planning on doing a temporary Easter thing, because all of our plans got canceled. But I'm also planning on playing some other games. Trevor and I bought Borderlands 3, so we're going to play through that, I think, in the next couple days. I want to play through Undertale. I've never played through Undertale, so I'm planning on playing through that tomorrow. Yeah, I'm just going to play some games. I'm excited.
Pog.
Also, I want to play some League of Legends. I want to get to Diamond because you guys are starting to actually like make a real attempt, so it's kind of scaring me a bit.
I haven't played ranked in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you're winning every game you play. It's like last
yeah,
season where
that's
like
true.
You weren't a threat, you know what I mean? Because you were far behind, but like you had like a 75% win rate all season.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh, this could be bad at any point.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. What about you, Colton?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the week, I played some ranked games. I think I'm sitting in Plat 2 right now, right after my promo. I've been playing a lot of Zac, some Victor mid. Still losing on Kha'Zix, even though I play well, which is really, really frustrating. So I'll just wait until they buff that character, and I can actually 1v9 every game. Aside from that, really haven't been doing a ton in terms of video games. I've been powering through Avatar: The Last Airbender with a friend. We've been doing basically what the three of us did for JoJo, where we just like, all right, 3, 2, 1, start the episode. And been going through Avatar: The Last Airbender. This is their first time watching it, so that's really fun, and I absolutely adore that show. I know it's a kid's show, whatever, meme about it, you two should watch it at some point.
I'm sorry, but, can you let us make our jokes about it before you just fucking
yes,
deflate
please.
That
go ahead. All right, let me restart. Avatar: The Last Airbender is a good show.
So is Arthur.
I got him. Hey, Colton, I didn't know you signed up to be a big brother. That's some stupid kid. I thought you were supposed to be active with them, not just watch stupid kid shows. Boom!
Oh my God. Got me. Did you? I'm. Oh wow. All
right, you can continue.
I feel so roasted.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aside from that, I'm coming up on my lease, so I'm trying to go through that decision of do I want to stay where I'm at or move to a different apartment in the area. Leaning towards moving, so that's going to be a whole bunch of work if I decide to do that, as opposed to just signing a piece of paper again. And that's pretty well my whole week. Work's been pretty normal for me, so that's about it. What have you been up to, Nick?
Pog. Yeah, work and school. As always, today was the literal busiest day I've ever had of work ever. Our governor finally issued a stay-at-home order, and of course, the entire state had to call and ask which businesses were essential and if they're qualified. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That sounded terrible, I'm sure.
That's all right.
Got calls for golf courses, which to my knowledge are not essential businesses. One-man landscaping businesses, which probably not, right? So
I wouldn't think so,
Stuff like that. As soon as I would hang up the phone, another call would come in, and it was wild. I do start working from home tomorrow, though, so I kind of bared with it. And that's pretty exciting. Otherwise, yeah, we've played a lot of One For All this week. You and Kennedy more than myself and Colton, I believe, Aiden.
Kennedy and I must have like a 75% win rate in that mode. And with you, it's probably like 95.
I think we've lost the Callista game, and that's it. Like, yeah. Honestly, we keep getting like anytime we pick a really, I guess, counterable champion, we always get the like a good matchup into it. Like we picked Galio, which granted, like pretty good champion, I think, currently. Mm-hmm. But we also played against Aurelion Sol. So that was like the easiest matchup we could have done.
We had two matchups that were like kind of rough, but like then they played against Yumi. They picked Yumi. So we're like, oh,
yeah,
cool, this is.
Yeah,
free.
Like we picked Zac, which, okay, that's probably like decent for team fighting, but laning's going to be Oh, they just picked five Yumis, like.
Yeah.
So, but it's been fun. It's been fun. I like seeing all the, like, there's one guy every match who just builds attack speed no matter what. Like we had attack speed Zac, and he actually did kind of work.
Yeah.
But, oh, and that Shen guy. So we had a Shen player who wanted to play Brand so bad. Like, he was nice, and then Shen got locked in, and he was just an asshole. And then he ended up getting a pentakill. So
yeah,
that was pretty fun. That was a good time. Shen and Tiaso, hard matchup for that Yasuo to win.
Yeah. I don't know. As long as you're playing that game mode with not like the intention to like win every single game, like you're going to have fun. I just feel like if you're playing it like just solo, you need to keep up with friends and everyone has to be in the same like, hey, let's have fun headspace, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I want to do Gangplank at some point. I think that'd be pretty fun.
Same.
One of us just plays like support and sets up barrels. Yeah, that'd be fun. Cool. Let's get into the show. It's the new month, so we're going to read out some names. I guess I will, because Colton actually hates reading.
No,
so,
it's fine. I'll do the third column.
No, that's okay. I got it.
No, I'm doing it. Shut up.
Thank you to Aaron, Abraham, Adorky Owl, Annie, Asmo, Austin, Banyumi, Big Fiend, Sheen, Blooper, Brett, Brother Dust, Buy Stuff, Caleb, Chaz, Chris, Christian, Chris, Coca-Cola, Corey, Crossin Gaming, Daniel, David, Dragon Jesus, Dream Villain J, Dylan, Eden, Inebriated Otter, Foxloaf, Gamer Wolf 000, Gray White, Grundle Butter, Harry Forward, Howling Wind, I'm Into Bushes, Isaac, Jake, Jig He, Joseem, Joseph, John, Josh, Joshua, Justin, Kennedy, Kirk, Klon, Cole, Crix, Liam, Lil Barnabas, Lilorian, Luna Blanco, Mariah, Marshall, Matthew, Michael, Mitchell, Molly, Mkefius, Mr. Church, Mount Drew 4444, Nicholas, Niku because it's meat in Japanese, Noah, Pards, Patrick, Pontus, Purple Play Panda, Rattlesnake Jake, Rebecca, Red Lefty, Riot Hatman Drew, Ryan, Samuel, Spartle, Speedy Spikes, Takaru, Tanner, Tyler, Wall, Zod, Zachary, and Zach for your financial support. We appreciate it tremendously. So let's talk about some LeagueCast news. So we have our patron show, which we should be recording pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I'm down to record at any point this week. It's going to be a short one because I think we're just going to do the D's.
Yeah.
Give you the D.
I got him.
So maybe like we'll do, like, if you guys are like down like one night, maybe we'll do a back recording, do a short little Fixes Champions patron thing, and then maybe we'll record our JoJo thing.
Hell yeah. That's
like a fun little thing.
Hell yeah.
That could work. That could work.
Cool. And then that means that the C episode is going up onto YouTube pretty soon, right?
Yeah, within, I think it's on the 16th, because it's exactly 1 month from when we recorded.
Gotcha.
It. I believe it's 16th. Yeah.
Pog. All right. So be on the lookout for that in the near future. Aiden has just published the March top plays from our top plays montage to our YouTube channel. You can also find it in the announcements tab of the Discord. It is pretty fucking sweet. I really like it.
I'm having fun making them, dude.
It is it's all coming together. We are seeing some absolutely insane plays. Shout out to Eve, who was, I think, the star of this particular show.
I knew he was really good, and I knew he was like high low, but I learned that last season he was Grandmaster, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I see. But he got a couple plays in there, and that name I think stood out more times than we've seen previously.
And shout out to the last.
He's probably just a hacker playing in low elo.
Shout out to the last play of the thing where it's just it's like a fun clip that I couldn't not include. It's Red Lefty and like a couple of the guys from the Leaguecast Discord playing in a normal game or something, and Red Lefty's playing Echo, and he just takes his jungler's blue thinking he's the jungler.
That's hilarious.
And they're all on comms, and it's really fun.
Nice. So yeah. Shout out to everyone submitting links and participating in that. It's super cool. Please check it out. Aiden puts a lot of work into it. And then he also puts a lot of work into the tier lists.
Yeah, of which I'm probably not going to do one for this month because I don't think much has changed. The only thing that's really changed is I think Wukong is now on the list and Garen's probably down a little bit. But other than that, I feel like pretty well everything's the same.
Yeah, which is probably good for this particular point in competitive / solo queue league. No big changes should be happening, you know, the week before playoffs. So
yeah, I heard new fiddle's really good though, but we'll
he
talk
looks
about him
so
probably
fun
next week.
Yeah we'll do him next week. Speaking of new things, let's do this in reverse order. TFT Galaxies are live, so I don't know if we mentioned this last week, and I think it went into effect before the show last week.
Did it? I thought it went in today, like just today.
Did
like
it?
Was the first launch of it.
Like officially?
What I mean by TFT Galaxies is like
the
Galaxy system.
Gotcha.
Meaning the TFT Season 3 launched 2 weeks ago, but this week they're actually activating their Galaxy system, which is like every single game you'll have a different galaxy that you're in. Like I think the ones they give examples are of one where you start with two Nico's helps, so you can like immediately make a tier 2 unit if you want. Or you can save it late game and make like a super powerful like 5-star unit like early or whatever. There's like little legend unit galaxy and medium sized little legend galaxy where you start with either 125 health or 150 health. So like maybe you can like econ harder and stuff like that. There's just like lots of cool different things. And I feel like it's going to spice up the game a little bit. I really like this season so far.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to get back in there and start grinding out some more TFT once Riot lets me have my account back.
I didn't mention that. I guess.
I didn't really want to because I don't want to flame them, even though I disagree with the policy. Like, it's a misunderstanding that has my account currently suspended that I think is kind of dumb that they don't review it before it automatically does it, but... If it doesn't get resolved within like the week I submitted a ticket, then maybe I'll start abusing my platform to flame Riot.
This is pretty funny.
Yeah, I have heard that that's just the policy for a lot of digital content providers. Is that if you charge back anything, instead of just taking away that particular content, they take away everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so they can verify stuff. Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck, but I mean, I believe this is gonna like you'll get your account back. I'm sure.
Of course.
If I don't, then
that's so funny. If you don't,
all of our patrons, we're going to war.
It's actually like, oh geez, I don't even consider that alternative.
We see Dryad in the morning at dawn.
True. I don't think we can do that. I don't think we can say that.
I don't think we're allowed to say that. It's a
joke. We're not actually doing
it. Funny.
Don't show
April
up.
April Fools.
It's like the whitest kids you know sketch. you definitely cannot say that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
The Galaxy seems cool.
Cool. In addition to that, patch 10.7 is now live. So, is not live yet. It'll be live tonight? Question mark?
I think it's live, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it is.
Is it? Okay. Let me...
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Fiddle's on the server, so...
I'm going to go look at Fiddlesticks real quick to see if it is.
Because I'm pretty sure Trevor's complaining that everyone keeps trying to lock him in his ranked games, and he keeps banning them even though they're hovering it, which I think is fair. I think you're allowed to ban what people hover if it's, like, came out that day. I think that should be the rule.
I think you should...
I think, to be honest, it should just be banned in ranked the day it comes out.
I think you shouldn't be able to ban it, period. Like, I don't think you should be able to ban first-time gyms or as soon as they come out. No way.
Okay. Yeah.
Who cares?
I don't know. I think it's... so bad.
Roll the 50.
Had one try to pick at 80 carry.
Oh, yikes. Roll the 50-50 and hope you win.
Yeah.
It does look like Fiddlesticks is out. Okay, so the patch is live then.
Pog.
So let's run through this real quick. Like, we're not going to do the patch, the mid-patch updates. There have been some bug fixes for two champs.
They're boring.
So, yeah,
anyways.
Check them out. We have six skins. Furyhorn cosplay Veigar, Pengu cosplay Tristana, Pajama Guardian cosplay Urgot, Worldbreaker Scion, Malzahar, and Maokai.
Should have called it Purrgot.
Purrgot would have been good. Dang. Mm-hmm. So, updated. Fiddlesticks. He's out. Go check him out and see how he works. We'll talk about more. We'll talk more about it next week. We've had a chance to get our hands on him. And
we can do a full champion spotlight?
Probably. I think so.
Ooh.
So, yeah, check that out.
Cool. Akali, they're reducing our R cooldown. I don't think it changes much about her, to be honest.
I don't think so either. I still think this character's, like, kind of hidden good still.
She's kind of like I think she's very similar to Irelia.
Absolutely.
Like, where they're both, like, bad. Like, they're both weaker than... Like, they're both weak, but they're, like, 100% playable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be fair, I don't think there's a champion in the game that's unplayable. Like, with the like,
I don't think there is anymore. Actually.
I think the only exception is possibly Tom Kench, but even then, he has a purpose. You know,
he has niches. Yeah, yeah, he's fine,
and he can do just fine with the Starving Senna.
That's true, but I think it's more
that's fair,
because
yeah.
of Senna and less because of Tom Kench.
So gross, man.
Yeah.
We've got a Corki, the W direct hit burn has gone from 1.5 seconds to 2 seconds.
Whoa!
That's on his package. They're buffing his package more cold, so he's more reliant on his package.
Whoa.
Very cool.
That character's fucking busted now, dude.
He's fixed. He's
he's fixed. Okay, sorry.
Join our Patreon where we tell you why they shouldn't balance him around his package.
True. Nice teaser, dude. Cool. Galio, now his ultimate now grants a magic damage shield to all allies in the area. This is a fucking cool change that I really like, and it's also kind of scary because I think he's already pretty good.
I think it being lasting 5 seconds is too long, but I think the idea is good.
For sure. It should be, what, until he arrives?
Or even just like 3 seconds. I think 3 seconds is how long it takes.
Yeah, I was
thinking
three.
Yeah. It just is a little bit silly. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
I would be fine even if it was like if it was for half of what it is now, and it's like it applies once when he casts it and once when he lands.
That's fair.
That'd be
like
fair,
there's I think a lot of ways you could do it,
mm-hmm.
but this is not one of them.
I think this one's a little bit silly.
I don't like anything in the game lasting for 5 seconds.
Yeah,
really.
Like Nautilus's 10-second shield.
No, yeah, like, I think stuff like that's just dumb.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think the game is way too fast-paced, like, CC abilities, shields, buffs, anything like that. Like, lasting more than 3 seconds, in my mind, classifies it as, like, ultimate.
Fair enough.
Right? Like, if it lasts more than 3 seconds, it should probably be an ultimate.
That's fair enough.
Regardless of that's, like, a CC or a slow or a haste, like, whatever it is.
Is there a non-ultimate CC that's longer than 3 seconds? Because Ash is 4 at max.
Wither?
Rank. Wither? Yeah, Wither's 5.
I think Wither applies over 5 seconds.
Jesus.
Which, again, I think is dumb. I think it should apply over, like,
we'll get
3
to,
seconds.
We'll get the Nasus changer. Like,
yeah, true.
Bit, dude, I fuck.
Yeah. Oh, there's a Nasus change? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Well, after Galio, we've got Garen. His passive cooldown has been increased from 7 to 8 seconds. And the movement speed duration on his Q has been increased at later levels, but for the most part, no, okay, it's just decreased.
Well,
it's up by point, like 1 second at max rank, and just lower everywhere else by like half a second.
And it's not necessarily, you don't max it first either, so it's just a big nerf. Like, I hate when they try to do shit like this. They're like, well, it's been decreased early, but it scales more later. Fuck off, it's point one more.
It's point one more at level 18 when you finally put the points in it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Like, that's so stupid. Why? Like, if you want to change it, that's fine, but it's down half a second at the first. It's down half a second at the first level, and it's a 0.1 second max rank.
Okay, so I think, I think their wording is very poor, but I think what they mean is it, like, the duration scales harder with each point that you're putting into it. Because it is up 0.15 seconds longer per point, I think, which is still dumb. It's still dumb, but I believe
pog or dog.
I mean dog, right? Oh wait, this is in S's.
Straight dog.
I believe that's their intent. Is like,
that's their intent. Yeah, is that you have to put more points into it? But God, is that just
silly?
Hilarious, I say.
Ivern. His E base damage has increased and his R cooldown is decreased. I think Ivern wasn't actually in that bad of a position. I think this is like a pretty big change for him. I think giving him 30 shield is like pretty big. Not 30 shield, 30 damage on his shield. And then I don't think the alteration actually matters that much. 20 seconds off your alt, really, on first rank.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, it's just support items are so cheap and cost efficient that Ivern, I feel like, is almost always going to have a place, especially when in a like low farm, high gank meta. Ivern's probably fine. Probably worse than solo queue, but I imagine he's fine in competitive.
See the right tier.
Yeah. Kai'Sa, her E cooldown is decreased later. Cool.
Here's the Nasus change, Colton, if you want it.
The W target range has been increased by 100. The Spirit Fire armor reduction has been increased by 10%. So instead of scaling from 15% armor reduction up to 35, it goes now from 25% up to 45% armor reduction.
Yeah. Both those changes are big, man.
Those are big and so fucking dumb.
The crazy thing is that, like, his armor reduction applies instantly. It is not like... Yeah. Over time with each damage stack, which you assume it would be, it's like if you're in that, you have 45% armor just gone, like just straight up. That is wild.
Yeah, and I'm just like, God, I just think it'd be so funny to like watch a Rammus walk in there, Nasus press E, and you just see your armor drop by 300.
By half. I mean, half of it's just gone.
So, like, the main way you have to gauge stuff like this, first of all, like, wither change is silly. Having it have 700 range is crazy to me. But, like, even just, like, the Spirit Fire. So, Spirit Fire is the ability that you max last on Nasus. So, the way you have to gauge this change is originally it scaled 15 to 35, and now it scales 25 to 45, meaning it's starting scaling at 25. It used to be the third rank of Spirit Fire. So, now you have your 25% armor reduction at level 3 or 4, depending on if you put 2 points into Q early or not, rather than getting your that 25% at level 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You get it at level 4 versus 15. That's a big
insane,
change.
Yeah. Wow.
And just also, I think, like, 45% armor reduction is... I mean, 35 was already a lot. 45 even more so. Like, that's more penetration than you get with Last Whisper.
Yeah.
It's wild. Mm-hmm. For him to be able to apply to an entire team instantly on like a 12-second cooldown.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Nocturne. Base health regen and magic resist growth is decreased. I think it's fine. Mid-Nocturne was a little bit too strong.
Sorry, Trevor. Riven. Base health and health regen is increased. Pog, I guess.
Wait a minute. You can't touch Riven's health regen. That's illegal.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I was like 15?
If only there weren't another champion who just took her place.
I do think Reddit is right about that. They're just hacking health regen onto a lot of new characters, which is a little bit silly.
Yeah, there's a lot of health regen specifically in the top lane that's just not fun. I mean, Garen, you just wait a little bit.
Look at the trifecta, right? Garen has it on his passive, right? They nerfed it this patch, thank God. Set has it obviously really grossly right now. Wukong just got it on his passive, right? Mm-hmm. And then Ornn, you just build health items to as kind of, it's pseudo regen, right?
Yeah, I mean, Cho'Gath as well.
Yeah,
like,
you just build a health crystal.
It's just there.
And get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I would love to see them do a lot more in terms of just reducing the damage that's coming in, or you have to hit something or do something to get your heal off. Like, you know, hitting the sweet spot of Camille's W, I think, is a good version of sustain in the game. Whereas tacking it on as regen or like Vladimir Q, I think are bad mm-hmm. ways to put sustain into a kit.
For sure.
In my eyes, at least. Anyway, Talon, the W initial base damage has been decreased. The return base damage is also decreased, but the ratio is up.
That's character
kind of a big change for ratio.
The character was a little wonky.
So they just added 0.1 to the return.
Mm-hmm.
And the return does more damage anyway. I didn't even realize that that was like, I thought it did the same damage both ways.
No, I think most return spells in general do more damage on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't played Talon in a long time, and at one point it was, because it went out, like, back and out instantly, it was the same damage both ways. So, this is taking off, what, 30 damage from his, like, level 1 combo.
Yeah, early game it's big, but, like, going to be... Okay, it's not going to be better late game, but it's going to be, like, negligible late game. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, early game for, like, those trades. He's not going to be the first Blood King maybe anymore.
Maybe.
We'll see. Wukong, passive bonus armor decreased later, E base damage decreased later, now allows W and R to be queued up during its dash. I like the quality of life W and R change, and I'm glad they're nerfing his passive a little bit. He's a little bit crazy right now.
Yeah, for sure. Very strong. Next up is Xin Zhao. Passive base heal is increased later. It's actually increased later by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, it was negligible. It did nothing late game.
Yeah, it was pretty low.
Yeah, unless you went for like a weird, like crazy attack speed build, which just isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
There's some rune changes. To conditioning and to phase rush. Conditioning procs 12 minutes instead of 10. I think conditioning, Nick, you've always thought conditioning was shit. I've always said it was good, man. I think any fucking just root like stats that you get from runes is crazy, and they're so boring though. But
yeah, I just don't know if procs 10 later. Or 12 minutes now is worth the I don't think it's worth the 10 or the flat amount you get. It's probably worth it for the percentage increase you get, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a big thing to note about that is like I take that on a lot of junglers, and it's just like the other options that row are bone plating, or it's not revitalized, it's second wind, is that what it's called, where it's like you're never using second wind in the jungle, and bone plating will maybe affect you only if you're like ganking or dueling. So
yeah,
I think it's definitely got its place. I love conditioning.
I think it's good on like its squishy characters too. I know you like it for the percent, Nick, but like I do think like obviously armor and magic resist being like multiplicative, picking up on characters that don't build resist is good because it gives you like just the actual amount of like damage reduction, which is huge.
That's
I think
fair.
Going from 30 to 40 is massive compared to 120 to 130, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phase Rush, though, is getting a little bit of a buff for melee characters, just a little 10% speed increase, which I think is nice.
Yeah, lots of one-for-all balance changes. ARAM free-to-play rotation is increasing to a ton of characters. You can check them all out. I mean...
65 champions.
I'd be interested to see how, like, what percentage of people that play ARAM have, quote, ARAM-only accounts, because I would be willing to say very few.
It's less than 1% for sure, obviously. Like, just statistically, it's going to be less than 1%. You know what I mean? Just based on the number of people who just play the game casually and don't give a fuck. Right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I do think it's a good change in general, though. It also just, like, I think the main thing, even if you, like, factor out ARAM-only counts, it's going to make games overall more balanced, because people who don't have all the characters are now going to see a more consistent amount of characters, like, spread among the team. And they also went out of their way to include every single character that's, like, quote-unquote, overpowered. Like, chose all the best characters to include. It seems like a weird list, but they include all the ones that are, like, top-tier ARAM characters.
That's good.
Which I think is super awesome, because, like, it kind of denies those accounts a little bit. And even if they for not the accounts, it just makes games way more consistent.
Yeah.
I think.
For sure.
Super cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Can we get some bug fixes, which... None of these are really huge, other than they fixed the Vi alt bug, where she just became unstoppable, like, almost permanently.
Yeah, so she can be picked in pro play again. She's been not pickable for the last, like, 4 weeks because of that.
Yeah. And we got some upcoming skins and chromas that Nick already mentioned. It looks like they all have at least 6 chromas.
Yeah.
It looks like it.
They look cool.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. And that'll do it for the patch. So let's jump into the Guaranteed Guffaws.
Yeah. So this week's Guaranteed Guffaws, it kind of started out as like a trivia thing that I want to do, but it's more just going to be like nostalgia bait content. And we're going to be talking about old champion abilities from like old reworks and stuff like that. Maybe we'll start out with like you guys being like, oh, I'll ask you, do you remember what this old ability did? And you'll tell me if you don't do or don't. And then we'll just like talk about it a little bit. This is kind of going to be a little bit for us and a little bit for you guys if you didn't know what these characters used to do. So the first one I'm going to start with, let me pull up my list. It is right here. Taric, do you remember what his old W used to do and both of his old ultimates used to do?
So his old W used to be Shatter, right? Where he gained armor passively, and then he smashed it, reducing, like, doing a shit ton of damage, if I recall correctly.
A fucked amount of damage.
And then reducing armor as well.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool ability.
And then his ultimate, I believe, on the first cast, you gave AD and AP to allies around you, and the second cast was just also a burst of damage. Maybe the burst of damage was on the first cast.
No, there were two. One of them was a toggle, I believe, which healed over time and provided the stats. And then the second, I think, was like another very... It was like a hammer smash where it just did a shit ton of damage and I can't remember anything else about it.
You got it, Nick. The first one was like the toggle heal. The reason I started doing this is I was saying there's no heal over times in this game other than Soraka heal, right? I don't think there's a single other heal over time.
Which is probably a good thing. I think that's cancer.
I think so as well. A heal over time was really cancer on this kit. So his first ultimate used to be like the heal over time. So like you just use it and it would cost mana per second and it would just heal everyone in the vicinity and give people... It would also give them like attack damage and... stats.
Okay, there
crazy.
It is. Yeah,
Fiddlesticks has heal over time.
Yeah, and then the second one was just another smash move.
Yeah,
you just smash.
Yeah,
it.
That's so. I mixed those up because I forgot the first one, but I knew that like he just had another smash because I played a lot of Taric Graves back in the day when it was just Taric would point and click his stun like WR, and if Taric didn't one shot you, the Graves Q ulti did.
Yeah. I miss old Taric, man. If that first like heal over time, that was like I remember that ability so vividly when I used to like only play Twisted Tree Line when I first started playing.
Eventually, you just become unkillable.
Yeah, it's funny.
Manitaric.
The next one is: do you guys remember old Mord W? Old Mord W. I'm not talking Dragon Form Mord old W, but I mean old Mord W.
Huh. The way you keep saying that makes me think no.
Maybe it's not old. Fuck, I think it's more. Yeah, okay, here it is. Yeah. It's pretty basic, though.
Not just the little throw the thing on them and it gives you armor, magic resist, and move speed?
Yeah, the fucking just hail of like.
Death
is what it was called. You just throw a cloud of like metal shards on shit and it just do AoE damage.
Yeah.
Do you remember the good old Jarvan pull into Mord trap kill combo?
The fact that you can target Jarvan. Flag is wild to me. That is crazy.
It's funny. Okay, next one I have is Old Rise E. the first Risey.
Which, yeah, God, there's been so many Rises.
Oh, it was ability you shot it at something and it bounced between units, and it could also bounce between yourself.
Yeah, it yes. was doing, like, spell flux. Yeah. You still, like, you shoot out and just bounce between shit, lowering magic or something.
Yeah, and you can bounce it off yourself.
It was crazy, though, because every single time it hit something, it would lower the magic resist by 24.
Oh, so my lord.
So you
can
hit it off an enemy 3 times, so it just, like, nuke their magic resist.
Nuke sad face.
Ugh. What a good ability, man. I miss that.
Do you remember his old ultimate that just made all of his spells AoE with spell?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the spell, the noise of the, his E with the ultimate going, where it was like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'd combo a wave and get your entire health bar back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck, that Ryze was a nightmare of a character.
It was like the only version of Ryze I played.
Probably a good thing.
This one's pretty straightforward. I feel like even a lot of our listeners will know this one. Old Gangplank E.
Oh, fucking shoot a creep in the goddamn face. And make your team feel better.
Yeah, this old ability, you just like, so you'd be able to execute one of your minions, and then you get
raise
like,
morale.
You get a boost of stats being attack damage, movement speed, and move, what else? Just attack speed, movement speed, I think?
I think AD as well. Damage.
Attack. I think it was AD, yeah. Attack speed, and movement speed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I love the idea that the raise morale skill is execute one of your teammates. Like, it's a minion, but like, in this thing, it's like, these are the foot soldiers of your little, like, micro war. And you just walk up and execute one to inspire your leader.
My favorite
the best part was when you could shoot Annie, like, Tibbers. Is that what you were going
to say? No. Oh. I forgot you could do that. You could do that to Team of Mushroom Timer Turret. Oh, fuck, dude. League used to be so troll. You can't have that anymore. Yeah. Absolutely no, not.
No. Oh, God, can you imagine killing a Zach Blob with it?
Come team, I will raise your morale.
No.
No. I mean, I just love to picture like the perspective from that first minion, like, holy shit, this is it. This is the, like, I'm leading the army into this fucking and then you just get shot in the head. Like, that's yeah. crazy.
Cool. The next one is so it's Evelynn's original passive and then both versions of her ultimate, both old versions, because she has 2 iterations of her ultimate.
Okay, so her passive used to just be that whenever she hit somebody from stealth, it stunned them for like 2.5
that was
seconds,
her,
right?
That was her W, though, right? Wasn't it?
That was her W, yes.
Oh, okay. Then was her passive...
You guys probably don't remember her passive. It's pretty unmemorable.
Did it have to do with mana?
No.
That's her current one, I think. Or... Okay.
Oh, yeah, true.
Her very old passive used to be she took 50% reduced damage from minions. And Alpha, that was 50% reduced damage from towers as well.
Jesus.
But her ultimates are the interesting.
And then you said her old ultimates.
Yeah, both of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so it was...
I got her first ulti.
Yeah? Hit us with it.
You fucking, like... All right, so it was a self buff, mm-hmm. and it would... reset its cooldown anytime I think an enemy died anywhere on the map, regardless of if you participated or not. And it would give you like move speed, attack speed, health regen.
It definitely says that you need assists, but maybe at one point it did that. This is like
what's it called? It's like malice
and spite.
Something. Malice and spite. I knew it was like two emotions, and I was like, malice has got to be one of them.
I just remember yeah. being like, oh, wait, my Evelynn's ulti is almost up.
No, yeah, it was like a crazy buff, and then you get like a big heal that would reset off kills and stuff. That was her first one. And her second one is
probably
more memorable.
Yeah, and then her second one, I know that one. It was like an area of effect, mm-hmm. like a little circle, and it did a percentage of their health and like slowed them. And gave her a shield.
Yes.
Yeah, all those things. It also, gross 80% slow, fucked amount of current health damage, insane.
Zero base damage. So you couldn't, if they were 1 HP, they'd live.
Yeah, it couldn't kill, yeah.
Yeah. But it had really high, cool max health damage or current health damage, one of the two.
Yeah, it's current health. It scaled up to 25%, and then it was like plus 1% mm-hmm. per 100 AP. So like usually it'd be like a 40% of their current health ultimate.
Yeah.
It's insane. The next one I was talking on TeamSpeak a couple days ago, and we were talking about it. Old Katarina W.
Empower.
Both versions of it.
The first one's just Empower, right? Where your next shun or your next bouncing blade would deal full damage to every target. Mm-hmm. And apply grievous wounds.
Yep.
And her E
and the Shumpo just damage gave you reduction, flat yeah. damage reduction, right?
It was yeah. percentage damage reduction.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
36% like or something at max rank.
35 was yeah, what it maxed at.
Yeah, it was nutty.
Insane. What was her second one though? This one's way less like remembered, I think, because it was a very short duration when she had this.
I don't remember her second one. I'll be honest.
I don't know if I remember this one either.
It's somehow infused in her current kit now.
Was it just movement speed?
No.
Huh.
It was Sinister Steel, and it was like she would do like the double, her, she'd do yeah. like the floral thing around her, like you know how when she like picks up a dagger.
Yeah,
now?
Yeah, that was just an ability. Yeah. yeah.
Very lame ability.
Yeah.
had really short cooldown though, and it was pretty cool though. I liked Old Katarina though; she's a very interesting character. Mm-hmm. This one is very interesting. It's more, I literally just listed Karma because old Karma was something that was in the game for a very short amount of time.
So her passive was whenever your health was lower, your AP increased.
Yep. 1%. Yeah, it's scaled based on every 1% of missing health.
Yeah, yeah. Her Q was like Fan of Blades or something where it was a cone skill shot in front of you that I believe no, it didn't heal. What did it did
it
something?
Healed if you empowered healed if you monster.
Okay, healed yeah. empowered. Okay, okay.
Yeah. And her W was
yeah,
tethered to an
or
ally.
Or an enemy, I think.
Or an enemy, and if you drag it over your allies, it speeds them up, or if you drag it over enemies, it slows them mm-hmm. down.
And dealt some damage.
Trash ability.
and does damage.
Her E, was her E a shield? Still?
Yeah, it was okay. still a shield, yeah.
And then her ultimate, then, I think, was pretty similar, right?
You got it.
I had a friend who fucking loved Old Karma.
Old Karma
is
so
all
trash.
He played. I agree.
So, Heimerdinger, I want to know about his passive and his old turrets. Both versions of them.
Well, his old passive used to give area of effect health regen to anything. That includes your minions. That includes your little Heimerdinger turrets. That includes your inhibitors and your towers.
Mm-hmm.
So you could stand next to your tower and let it heal over time.
That was so crazy. When you have your like tier one tower, like your inner like, or is that tier three? The one that's closest to your nexus tower. You just, if that would get low, you'd just be like, hey, timer, can you go just chill out there for a couple minutes and heal up your tower? What about his turrets?
You could buy tower health.
Do you guys remember?
Pay to repair your
turrets? Oh!
Do you guys remember both versions of his turrets?
Yeah, so his turrets used to have like an upgrade system. So you would, you'd like put points into him, it would change the color. Or no, that was mm-hmm. his ulti, right? Oh no, his ulti.
It did it with like level.
Yeah. So they'd get like, I don't think they ever did damage over time, but it was like a little bit of AoE damage or like extra damage for red. And when you ulted, they became blue and froze them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the other ranks or what they did.
So there's three levels of them. Just you had your regular turrets. And then at level two, they would reduce armor and magic resist by one each bullet. And then at level three, they would basic attacks deal. So they used to deal AoE damage. And you can have up to six of those turrets out at one time, which I think a lot of people don't know about, which is kind of funny. And then the second iteration, it's kind of similar. This was like more what you're thinking, Nick, where they, at rank four, they would get extra bonus health and they would have bonus attack speed. And then there's green turrets and red turrets. Green turrets would reduce armor and magic resist. Red turrets would deal on hit, AoE damage.
That was
and you
it.
Could have a max of two at that time.
Yeah.
Interesting though. Very interesting character. What about Quinn? Quinn's is pretty straightforward. I feel like most people understand this one.
Yeah, so her abilities, I think, are pretty much the same as they were mm-hmm. now, at least in human form. Then you'd swap to Valor and become melee for a little bit and also run super fucking fast. I think your Q was just a little AoE melee-like ability, dealt extra damage.
Yeah.
I don't remember what her W was. Probably the same.
They were all, they're all pretty well the exact same. It's just that you'd actually become Valor.
You'd become a melee character.
You'd become a bird and go melee. Yeah.
What about Malzahar W?
Because Void Things used to be
the pool.
Passive.
It was the pool.
Yeah,
It was the
You'd actually have to put down your pool for your ultimate. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. Does his ultimate pool do like a lot of damage? I feel like
it
never had someone else get Malzahar ulted and me die from their pool.
It does way less damage.
It does a lot less than it did, but it still actually does pretty good damage.
Huh. Interesting.
It does like a decent percentage of health. It's just, I think a lot of Malzahars don't get a lot of AP. And when Malzahar ults you, like, that's what everyone's focusing on. They don't realize that, like, if they were standing in the pool as an ally, that they just took, like, 20% of their health.
Yeah, if you stand in the entire thing, it says it's 20% of maximum health if you stand in it for 5 seconds. That's crazy. Yeah. Rengar. Colton, can you go through Rengar's Bone Tooth Necklace for me? Old Bone Tooth?
Old Bone Tooth Necklace. Oh, God. So it had many stacks. I'm thinking like 14 or something.
20.
20 stacks. There's a ticket 14, though, right?
There was a ticket 12. I think there was a version of it where there was 14.
One of them is just like you get AD.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them is you get armor pen. And then there's like move speed, and then I think there's one that's like your ultimate cooldown gets smaller. I honestly, holy shit, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I completely forgot.
There's
about
one
it.
Where the his leap distance was longer.
Yeah, three.
I think leap distance gets longer.
Three is 25 bonus movement speed. Six is 125 range on his passive jump. 12 was alt duration increased. 20 was bonus movement speed. Well, stealth is doubled. Then you get the head of Kha'Zix by killing a Kha'Zix in your game, which causes your sight range while in the bush to increase, which was such a weird mechanic.
Yeah. I love when you could also get head of Rengar, though, and just upgrade all your abilities on Kha'Zix.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I guess they removed that. I don't know. I feel like that was a cool thing to have in the game.
I think it was a cool thing to have in a game, and I think, like, I think that there are really good arguments on both sides of Kha'Zix, where it's like never being able to have all of your abilities upgraded is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could take a stance either way and defend it really well. But I think it'd be kind of awesome if it was like at level one, you get to pick like one thing to upgrade, or like at 16, you upgrade your final two.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Victor's Core. Where instead of like on the third upgrade you have to pick, it's just the third one does them both. But I miss being able to have it all.
What about Galio passive and W?
His passive was the MR to AP conversion, right?
Yep.
And his W,
glad they're getting rid of those.
His W was the bulwark. Yeah, that was dumb.
Bulwark so of Durant.
He cast it
on anything, and you'd get HP back based on the damage they take.
Not on the damage.
I'm sorry, based on the number of
times they're hit.
Yeah, that's it.
Scaling down. So if you just get hit by like six minions and then walk away, you got nutty health back.
Yeah.
And it also gave like armor magic resist.
Yeah. Very weird.
I remember I played a lot of Galio. Remember his fucking old E, just the little column of zoom?
Mm-hmm.
Should run fast in this little area.
And last but not least, old Ash passive and Ash E.
Ooh,
focus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When she's not hitting stuff, she builds up stacks, and then her next hit crits.
Very cool mechanic.
And then what was the other one you said?
E.
Oh, when Hawkshot gave money?
Yep, that's what I wanted. Yeah, she would just get 3 gold every single time she killed a unit or, like, killed a tower or something.
Cool. I like how it was, I think... 3 gold when it started, they nerfed it down to 2, and then at one iteration of Ash, it was 1 gold for every rank you had in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like some people would max E just for the gold and try and get through early game with no abilities.
Yeah. Man, this game used to be a mess, is like what I got from like looking through all this
stuff.
I'm so glad like all this stuff's gone.
Okay, can I ask you guys one that was one of my favorite abilities that I could not believe was in the game? Do you remember what old Sion ultimate did?
The one that gave you lifesteal and attack. So was it just lifesteal and attack speed?
The one that gave you like 150% mm-hmm. attack speed and lifesteal. 150% lifesteal at max rank. Because yeah. I remember playing Sion and trolling with 5 Bloodthirsters and a Ravenous Hydra, which was not called Ravenous Hydra at the time, mm-hmm. And having 270% lifesteal, AoE affecting, and just being in their nexus, out-tanking the fountain with my lifesteal. Like, I would just hit them all pentakill and be fine until I ran out of stuff to hit.
His old E used to be fucking bonkers, too.
You press E, get, like, 80 attack
and
damage.
And also life every time you last hit.
yeah.
Nuts.
Character is nuts, though.
True.
Anyways, that's the section
any,
I thought
any
was
old
fun.
Abilities?
Oh, Nick, do you have any other ones that you wanted to, like, mention? Or is that I covered kind of all of them?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, anything Swain-related.
Yeah.
Swain is yeah. time.
Never move was a cool ability.
I mean, I like the current one way more.
Yeah, it's way better by like yeah. a long shot.
Yeah. I do not miss old Swain at all because it brought us new Swain.
True.
Cool.
All right. Good section. That was fun.
A little blast from the past. Nice. So let's talk about LCS in Foxloaf's Pro Gath for Pro League news section. Thank you, Foxloaf. So LCS standings are done. You know, a website I haven't opened up in 6 years? LOL Esports, my team is yep. Wiener.
Team is Wiener. Hey, they're just like slightly worse than Team Liquid, though, so.
That's true.
Want to go through the standings for us? Because, I honestly think this split was so messed up with all like the like stuff being shut down with like Corona and stuff like that, that I feel like a lot of people didn't watch League as much this split.
Also, like, I don't know. I bought into the split is worthless, so what's the point, like, mentality. Mm-hmm. So whatever. Cloud9 took first, 17-1. Evil Genius took second, 10-8. 100 Thieves took third, 10-8. FlyQuest took fourth, 10-8. TSM took fifth, 9-9. Golden Guardians took sixth, 8-10. Team Dignitas took seventh, 8-10. Eighth is Immortals, 8-10. Ninth is Liquid, 7-11. And CLG was 10th, 3-15.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this was such a lopsided split.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, it's not really. Like, the only outliers are Cloud9 in first and CLG in last. With that, like,
yeah.
Evil Geniuses is second place is 3 games away from 9th place.
Yeah.
It was an incredibly competitive split unless you were a fan of Cloud mm-hmm. or of CLG.
It strikes me that the third place team is 2 games over 500. That's weird to me.
Mhm.
Like, that doesn't make sense, and it's obviously because less teams and less games in the season, you don't get those crazy numbers like you would see in baseball, where that, I think, stat is a lot more referenced, but just to me, like, third place when you had 2 more wins than losses, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Go 50-50, get fifth place?
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
But I guess fifth place of 10 is, I mean, there you go, dead center.
Yep.
Makes sense.
That's true.
So how easily is Cloud9 going to win playoffs?
Probably pretty easily.
Yeah, they look like the only team that's like pretty consistent, like, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get god tier TSM and sometimes you get regular TSM, which I guess is why it's
50-50. 2 a week or 0-2?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
So yeah, playoffs, the teams that are playing in round 1, we have 100 Thieves versus Cloud9. Pretty easy to say that. Actually, 100 Thieves have been looking good in the last couple days, though. Mm-hmm. They've, like, how'd they sneak into third place? Like, it's crazy.
Because they upset TSM, and I think TSM also lost their tiebreaker, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and then they won both their tiebreaker. Yeah, it's crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, though. So I still think Cloud9's going to win, but, like, good for 100 Thieves. I think they actually they have a chance, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
Then EG versus FlyQuest. I think this is pretty up in the air, personally. EG is another team where I'm like, holy fuck, how did they end up second?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty 50-50 on that one. I would probably give it to EG, but I think FlyQuest is also like a pretty good team. It's really cool to see the budget rosters in FlyQuest and Golden Guardians doing really well.
Mm-hmm, for sure. We definitely shit on them super hard early in the split.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost want to say this is a fluke split. Like, I mean, it's weird and maybe a little like salty of me, but I don't think there's any way Liquid doesn't make Worlds.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, it's crazy.
I think that roster is just too talented, and this is a fluke split.
Yeah. Like just compare the roster of Liquid to Golden Guardians, right? Golden Guardians a playoff team, Liquid not a playoff team. Top Impact versus Haunter. Jungle is Hard versus Broxah.
Mm-hmm.
Mid is, fuck, who's their mid? Golden Clue versus Jensen.
Yeah.
AD Carry is FBI versus Doublelift. Mm-hmm. And then support is fucking Keith versus Core JJ.
Yeah, like that shouldn't be... I mean, something is off, I guess. And I assume that'll be fixed.
Yeah, I would assume so as well.
But we'll see.
It's cool, though. I'm glad to see, like, the budget rosters doing well. It shows that you don't have to throw, like, a ton of money into the, like, just at, like, high...
mm-hmm. Big names.
Big names to do well, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. That is, I think, it for LCS, right?
I think so
as well. All right, let's do roundtable.
Hell yeah. So last week's roundtable question was, how do you nerf Flash, or should that Flash be nerfed, and why? From our Facebook, Connor said, reduce the range by 150 units. It'd still be useful for dodging skill shots, but its ability to engage / disengage will be nerfed. It won't be as good as at baiting shit laners out of bad position when they get ganked. Plus, that would change which walls can be flashed, and it'd still be fun to see the fail flashes as people learned and adjusted. I actually think that wouldn't be a bad way to nerf it. I don't think they need to nerf it like this, but I think it would still be picked if it was reduced by 150, like almost half, like 33% of its current range.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Eddie said, if you flash away from enemy, the cooldown is 8 minutes. If you flash towards an enemy, it's 5 minutes. Love that change.
True.
This one's great. From Rowan, he says, buff ghost, buff the speed boost on heal, buff the slow on exhaust, buff the movement speed gained on blue spite, add damage reduction to barrier. If they're all broken, nothing is. Maybe then we'll see more interesting combinations of summoner spells instead of just flash plus whatever.
That's fair.
It's cool. And then last from our Facebook, Eric says, have exhaust, give the grounded debuff. I like that a lot, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I really like that.
That's cool. Like, that's... I don't think it's, like, crazy broken either. You take it into, like, specific things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, the idea that you're just like, oh, okay, they've got crazy mobile, somebody I need to lock down. Fuck it, I'm taking exhaust.
And it makes sense. It's exhaust.
Yeah, you can't jump if you're exhausted.
Yeah, cool. From our Discord, I pulled a couple. For one from Domo Chan, he says, I maybe think making it hex a flash so you have to channel it for a second to flash, and then they can change hex flash to remove the channel or something. Seems pretty doable. I like the concept. I don't think it would be better for the game, but like that would nerf it, and I think it might still be picked. It'd just be like way less useful. It's interesting, though. Then Red Aegis says, what if anytime someone has flash on the F key, it automatically switches it to the D key where it belongs? True. Big true. So anyways, next week's roundtable question, or this upcoming week's, is what is your favorite recall animation? This one's submitted by Jade or H-Fire.
I think mine is Championship Zed, where he just summons the like throne. And it's so fast, you can just like spam it in lane. Alternative answer is Pool Party Renekton, because you just get a big seat.
Yep, I was going to say Pool Party Renekton. Pool Party Renekton, you summon the lifeguard tower.
Yeah.
That's one of the best like early on like recalls that they added to the game.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I would also put one that I know I think Aiden's going to mention, so I'm not going to say that one yet.
Okay.
I want to hear Aiden's first.
Okay, I have two. My obviously go-to one is obviously Master Chef Tom Kench, because I like the soup.
Drink soup.
Yeah, he drinks the soup. The that other one, though, is Deep Sea Thresh, because he pulls out like the booty gold, and it's It's very cool. Or he pulls out a tire, but you always go for the booty gold. You can't recall unless you get gold. That's the rule. What about you, Colton?
I like most of NAR's recalls animations as well.
Yeah.
Like when he like builds a little tower and knocks it down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear yours,
there's
Colton.
There's some cool recall.
I mentioned a couple that I like. I don't know if I have like a specific favorite. Probably Renekton, just bouncing the fucking lifeguard tower.
Gotcha. Nice.
Hell yeah. So if you want to submit your answer for what's your favorite recall animation in the game, you can hit us up on our Facebook page at LeagueCast, send us an email, mail at leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post it in our roundtable section. You can do that by going to leaguecastpodcast.com/discord.
Hell yeah. That brings us to Malphite. First email is from Jade H. Fire. Hey, getting a lot of recognition out there. Hey guys, who's your favorite League streamer and why? Also, potential roundtable question: what's your favorite recall animation? Thanks, guys.
This Jade. Is roundtable question.
P.S. Stay safe and wash your hands, boys. I have been straight killing the fucking hand sanitizer game.
Yeah,
I can't.
I wash my hands probably like 15 times a day.
Yeah, I'm not messing around with that.
I touch my face a lot. That's the main reason.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I find myself doing it, and then I can't also stop, like, doing it.
I also have, like, a weird tick where, like, so I get, like, headaches very often, and I feel like a lot of it, like, it affects my vision a lot, usually. So one way, I make my vision better when, like, staring at a computer because I get, like, eye strain and stuff is I put a finger, like, by my eye, like, almost, like, in my field of vision, but, like, not in front of my, like, vision, and it, like, helps me, like, have like a better like it I don't know, I guess it takes straight off my eyes because I'm focusing on my like finger a little bit more than the screen.
Interesting.
So I put my hand, I touch my face a lot is what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. So I've been washing my hands like a fucked amount.
Yeah. Who's our favorite League streamer and why?
Yeah, the answer is pretty obvious. Clearly it's twitch.tv/bluebasket because he makes promises that he doesn't follow up on.
That's true. That's exciting stuff too. Well, all right, let me look at my list. I haven't looked at my list
in
a
while. Do you follow a single League streamer anymore?
Yes.
Really?
I'm still following several, but I don't watch them.
How do you find out who you're following? Is there a way to check?
Yeah, you go to, oh, there's a new Prime Loot,
Twitch
guys.
And follow channels on the left.
Boy, there's new Prime Loot.
Ooh.
I found it. Okay, I figured it out. So League channels that I'm following are...
Wait, how do you do that?
You just like go to you hit like the following button at the top beside Discover, and then you go to Channels, which is like the last thing. I'm not following. I guess I'm following LS. LS is the only League channel that I'm following, unless you include King Lardout and Tassimony and Blue Basque.
Probably not.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I guess LS would be my answer.
I follow Yasuo Mo.
Yeah.
He's pretty entertaining. Yeah.
No, a little bit whiny, but the right amount of whiny.
Yeah. Also, like, I'm a sucker for his fucking laugh. That shit cracks me up
it's
all
a good
the time.
Laugh.
Oh my god. That gets me, dude. I also. Okay, so I they're not League streamers. Or I guess sometimes. I really like watching Destiny play League. Because he just gets fucking angry and just plays Draven.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And then I do like when Lily Pichu plays League. But that's usually because she's playing with a good cast of people. And it's fun to listen to.
Yeah. I guess currently I would say Pokimane, even though I don't think I've watched her stream in a year and a half, if not more. Like I don't really watch streams. The only... League streamer I think I ever
tier
watched.
Three subbed.
Yeah, I'm a tier 3 sub, obviously.
Part of the Poke Squad.
Was Valkrin. I think that was the only League streamer that I ever really watched consistently. And that was back when he did a lot more like instructional streams and there weren't as many like videos for how to jungle out there.
Who's he? What team is he a coach for?
I think Valkrin's with TSM.
Is he with TSM?
Like, it was Valkrin and Nightblue were, like, the two jungler streams that I would watch to, like, improve my jungling.
He's the coach for Misfits now, Pog. Oh, he was with TSM, though, for a while, it says, as a coach.
Yeah.
Or, like, as a positional coach, it looks like.
Hmm.
Cool.
Pog. Nice. Thank you, Jade. Oops.
Next email is from Alex, and he has proposed for us a new tank item called Colossal Titan Plate. Builds out of Sunfire Cape, Spirit Visage, Frozen Heart, a stopwatch, and 500 gold. It has the stats and passives of all three of these items, and it also has an active. It's a 90-second cooldown, and for 5 seconds you have an increased size, increased armor and magic resist, and you heal for 10% of your max health each second.
Fucking Christ.
It also creates an AoE around you that does that slows and burns opponents for a percentage of their max health.
Oh boy.
April Fools, right?
Yeah, fucking true. Okay, I mean, all right, it's cool to combine items like that. There's no fucking way, dude. There's no fucking way.
It'd be so nuts.
I still don't know if it's a joke or not.
Especially since it's, I don't know, man.
It would be the single best item in the game.
It just does everything. Yeah.
You'd rush it on every single character all the time. Because it doesn't do anything like that you don't want it to.
That's crazy.
So this is like Trinity Force to the nth degree, right?
It's like if you had three Trinity Forces.
Just put a bunch of stuff together. Yeah. It's like if you bought three Trinity Forces and put them together.
The Nine Force? Yeah.
Good one.
Thanks, Aiden.
Nice one, Dave.
Shut up.
So it's hella broken, and it would be super oppressive for the game because any tank that actually got it and then started building other items would snowball into oblivion. And you'd be dealing with a Garen that spins in your fountain while out healing your fountain. So, that's what would happen with that item.
It's wild. Cool suggestion.
Thanks for the email, yeah. Alex, and thanks for the nice socks.
We dunk on him.
Sorry for shitting on it, but holy fuck, that was just insane.
Yeah, it's just hard, like. So, the only way this item is balanced is if it takes up three slots, yeah. If you can't build, if you can only build four items because that one takes up three, that's the only way this item is even close to balanced. And even then, I don't know it is. I don't know if it is.
It's very, very cool idea, though, for theory crafting.
Mm-hmm.
What if I had an item that was just two death caps and it just doubled the numbers?
True.
Speaking of combining things that shouldn't be combined, the next email is from Amarily, and this person says, "Hey, LeeCast crew, I've been only listening for about a month, but I'm loving the fun talks you have. Keep up the excellent work. For a question, I had the fun thought of what two ults I would you like to see combined. Personally, I'd like to see a Karthus and a Veigar. It would be interesting with the Karthus ult, then followed by him shooting a Veigar ult at all enemies." So,
Christ.
What is our Frankenstein? Let's just try to break the game. Like, what's the absolute best two that you could come up with?
Okay, so we're going first for the best two, because I have plenty of ideas that I think would be really fun to do.
Okay.
But we want best.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have
best.
An idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out. Karthus ult? Set ult. No matter where they are on the map, you just suplex them somewhere, okay?
I was going to say Karthus ult plus Malzahar ult.
that's a good one.
It just nukes them and then it suppresses them for 3 seconds.
So are there any that aren't Karthus?
We should that don't involve Karthus. Karthus. Just hit
that's the
everyone.
Real question.
Target, yeah, Karthus is guaranteed to hit every opponent with this ability, which is nuts.
Okay, hear me out. Fiddle ult. TF ult.
All right, alternate, fiddle ult, Malphite ult.
True.
You just zoom in there and do the AoE. There's
okay, I'm going to throw out a Karthus one because I haven't yet. Karthus ult plus Pantheon ult. You create 5 copies of yourself to shoot at all of your targets. And now you play 5 champions.
True.
This is tough.
Okay, so I have an idea that I think it'd be really funny to combine like any long range skill shot ult with brand ult. Like Ash Arrow flies across the team fight, hits somebody, and then just turns into a fireball that's bouncing.
Oh, can I suggest one?
Yeah.
Caitlyn ultimate plus brand ultimate.
Perfect.
Caitlyn ultimate, set ultimate. You shoot someone to suplex.
You shoot right, so your ally to go suplex.
Aiden's mind is very clearly on set. So maybe we come up with
his ultimate combined with anything is so funny, man.
It's pretty fucking funny.
You should come out with Ash ult. He's just fucking wave riding the Ash arrow and then suplexes someone.
Oh boy.
Can we? Okay. Pike ult and set ult.
If you don't kill them, you suplex them.
No, if you suplex and kill him, it just resets.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Perfect.
Oh, my lord. Huh.
What's the worst combination?
I mean, there's, like, lots of boring combinations, like Udyr ult plus...
I think anything plus, like, a character that doesn't have an ult or has a transform. I also think Janna ult with just about anything.
True.
Janna ult, new ult.
Yeah, Janna ult, new ult.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
Cool. Thank you for the email. That was really fun.
Yeah.
Wait. I've got one more. The best combination.
Okay.
Poppy ult and Skarner ult.
Nice. Does nothing.
You know, you launch him back and then you just get your regular Skarner ult, but it looks funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pock.
And it can hit an entire team.
Oh, are we just casually throwing that one in there?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you for the email.
Karthus ult, but it hits one target with five beams.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Next email is from Rainbow Rare. Hey guys, this is my first time writing in, but have been listening to y'all for about a year now and look forward to the new episodes every week. My email might have obvious answers, as toxicity is a very consistent theme in the League community, but I hope that your opinions on my specific issue might help a bit. I am an HSP, highly sensitive person, which is someone who experiences everything more intensely than a normal person, specifically my emotions. It's affected every aspect of my life since I was a kid and has put me in the hospital a few times. Because I tend to have panic attacks when my anxiety spikes too high, my question and issue today is how to deal with this when playing League. I've been playing since 2013 and love the game immensely, but sadly have only had two friends that played it, but they quit a while back. Playing solo isn't always negative, as I'm not shit at the game by any means, but when we have an inevitable bad game, or just get someone who's mad about something else, being targeted just makes you feel like the scum of the earth, and it puts me in an extremely bad place. I love people and naturally expect the best in everyone, because that's just how I think. Unfortunately, so I never mute all, because it's awesome having a wholesome game where everyone is supportive and kind. Some folks might get a kick out of this, but I cry a lot from most of the hurtful things said in game, and it makes me shake uncontrollably at a certain point, triggering the beginning of some of my attacks. There's nothing I can do to change how I take in the information. Muting the person can't erase how my brain reacts, and I don't want to just quit the game. I know I should find some forums or something to find a group that's compatible with me, because I'm so sensitive. I'm entirely too shy to attempt reaching out. Y'all got great personalities, so I appreciate and trust you enough to write this without being judged. What would you recommend I do to feel more comfortable getting in games without breaking down so much? Sorry for the long email, and thank you for taking the time. Again, Rainbow Rare. So,
can we preface this by saying, please, like, we are not professionals, or have any idea how to approach this from a like medically accurate point of view.
We're not mental health professionals, and everyone's condition is unique, so your particular struggle with this is your own. We can give some very generalized tips that might be helpful, but again, yeah, we are not the authority, so take it with a grain of salt. I would say, initially I was thinking just like muting everyone would be the easiest way to avoid the lows. If you do that, you also avoid the highs of having a good team that is, you know, supportive and doing, you know, well. aside from that, I mean, I guess I would really just recommend either, you know, you could always play, you know, bot games. Because, again, that eliminates the ability for somebody else to be in there and, like, flame you for that. If you're just playing, like, a custom game with yourself. But I think that really doesn't answer the question that you ask is, like, how can you get out there and interact with other players in a more constructive way? And the only real answer I would say is, I guess, try to find a group of friends to play with that won't flame you. You know, we're all very lucky to have that with our community and the people we play with in TeamSpeak and Discord. And when we do our in-houses and whatnot, we are not supportive of people flaming their teammates or the opponents in a malicious way. I mean, Nick and I will call each other shit at the game twice a game, every game, but, you know, we're not actually attacking each other.
Oh, we're not?
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just kidding. This is such a difficult issue to approach, like, from our perspective, because I don't think we have the appropriate, I guess, experience. Try to find people who are willing to play with you. Maybe, like, muting the enemy but playing pre-mates with people. Or if it's in a ranked environment, trying to just mute everyone and focusing on playing as well as you can and sort of evening out your experiences so it's not just really good or really bad, but rather like, hey, this is League, you know? It's hard. We don't have the best advice. Honestly, you should probably talk to a professional about this. There have to be, like, professional therapists who are familiar with this sort of thing, considering that online interactions have been only growing for, like, years now.
I would throw out another thing. If you have or find, like, a really good close friend you can trust, you know, if let's say I was dealing with this and I could be like, hey, I'm going to mute all, and then I'll ask Nick to be like the filter and say like, hey, if the team is saying good things, let me know. If not, just don't tell me. But that would, you know, require you finding that person. And that's, again, a whole other, like, challenge in that.
Yeah.
But if you do have that, I mean, you know, I don't know if you've got, like, a brother or a sister that plays the game or a close friend, but, you know, having them be that kind of that preliminary filter could be helpful.
It's tough. You'll find your way. Good luck. I think that's all we really can do, unfortunately.
Just never make mistakes when you play League of Legends. Duh. Then nobody will flame you.
Yep, if only it were that simple.
if only playing like Faker meant you didn't get flamed.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Rainbow Rare. Next, our final emails from Speedy Spikes. Hey, gents. Hope you are all doing well. No poem this week because I haven't had the time to put one together, but I do have some ideas floating around in my head. Simple question for you. What are your thoughts on Silver Scrapes as a song? Working from home has allowed me to listen to more music/podcasts, and I listen to Silver Scrapes for about an hour on repeat. I do enjoy the methodical beat and get the sense of hype as I would watching an LCS match go to game 5. Would love to hear your thoughts and any other music recommendations. Full albums, movie/game soundtracks, etc. Fighting that Rona, Speedy Spikes. I personally think Silver Scrapes is just kind of okay. It's not something that, like,
it's a cool game 5 song. That's about it.
it's
musically, I don't think that it's anything incredibly interesting or, like, all that great. But I think contextually, I'm very fond of it contextually because it's the thing that has set up so many hype moments, right? And if it had been Silver Scrapes, or if it had been, like, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, like, if that's what they were playing before those huge plays, you'd have that same association with it. That being said, I think it's pretty good. Like, it does what it's trying to well, and that it's, you know, it builds up some hype. It's got a very, like, simple sound to it. Do you guys have any music recommendations?
I mean, absolutely. Anything.
Game music, Pog.
Fuck. Just game music?
Game music, Nick.
The FTL soundtrack.
No one wants to hear you tell, recommend another Kanye album.
Just any Kanye album, please. Just My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It was album of the decade, named by two music reviewers. Honestly, Golden Sun. I fucking love Golden Sun soundtrack. It's so good.
Yeah.
Also, Wind Waker has a fantastic soundtrack. If you
any
want
of
real
Supergiant's games have the best soundtracks.
Yeah, well,
I have them
true.
All on vinyl. Bastion, Transistor,
Bastion,
and Pyre
yeah.
all have fucking crazy good soundtracks.
True. If you're looking for like real songs but also video game, I'm a sucker for, maybe it's nostalgia, but I'm a sucker for the first Need for Speed Underground's soundtrack. Where it just
yeah.
starts with fucking Lil Jon.
Yeah.
So sick.
You can always talk about the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack.
So here I am.
I'd say FTL has a really fun soundtrack that I'm a big fan of. And like Aiden said, he mentioned three games, all with amazing soundtracks. I'm trying to think if there's any other like really like one that stands out for me. But I'm gonna go with FTL as my recommendation. It's a very like background kind of music where it's nice to have on while you're doing something else.
Pog. Thank you, Speedy Spikes. That'll do it for this episode of LeagueCast. Thank you all for listening. Check out our Twitter at LeagueCast and at LeagueCastFrost. On Facebook, we are LeagueCast. Come talk to us on Discord. You can get that by sending us an email requesting it or by going to our website, LeagueCastPodcast.com. /Discord, and you can get an invite there. It's also on the widget on our website. Send us emails, mail at leaguecastpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/bluebasket, and support us on Patreon, patreon.com/leaguecast. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.